it's just a rap thing. Are you ready to move with me? Just move with me. Move with me. Come on, come on. Get up and move with me. Just move with me. Move with me.
Get up on the floor.
Move with me. Just move with me. Move with me. Come on, come on. Get up and move with me. Just move with me. Move with me.
Get up on the floor.
All right, everybody. We are back with episode 13, lucky 13 of the Sounds of Struggle. I am Chris Parrish.
I'm about to give movie reviews.
Movies, movies, movies. Yes, last week we said that we were going to rank our top movies in the top four sports, which are baseball, basketball, hockey, football. But for fun, we also did racing, wrestling, soccer, MMA, and boxing, as there's a lot of good boxing movies.
Ton of good boxing movies.
But we're only going to count the main four, but this was kind of inspired by a kind of something I saw on the Score app when they ranked the top five in golf. Those were in order. Number one was Caddyshack. Number two was Happy Gilmore. Number three was Tin Cup. Number four was The Greatest Game Ever Played, and number five was The Legend of Bagger Vance.
I still say that's under protest. I'd still say that Tin Cup should be number one.
I think Happy Gilmore should be above Caddyshack, but
yeah, just switch Caddyshack and Tin Cup.
I mean, when I go to the driving range, I see a lot of people do the Happy Gilmore swing.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's influential.
I Fluisha.
So, we'll start with racing, but I actually forgot that there's actually some good racing movies. Number five, I think we collectively put Speed Racer, which, I mean, it's not the best, but, I mean, given what we had, that was number five, easy.
Yeah.
Number four, I think we're in agreement, we put Cars.
It's a great movie. I would have put it at number three, but it's good to be on the list.
And a reviewing theme will, if one movie tend to have sequels, we count them all as, like, a together thing.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see with boxing when we put Rocky and the Creed movies, they're all together.
Yeah.
For number three for racing, we put the movie Rush.
Great movie.
It really is. However, the comedy of Talladega Nights beats out the movie Rush.
Yes, it does.
Will Ferrell killed it in this movie.
So did Sacha Baron Cohen as a Frenchman.
Yes.
Racing for Formula 1.
But when we got to go racing movies, we had to go Days of Thunder. That one is just a classic movie.
And the sequel, Knights of Fire.
I mean, I guess, too, in a way, I mean, you could put Top Gun as a racing, but we kind of kept it towards car-related racing.
No, I wouldn't count that as racing. That's more military.
Yeah, so, however, I don't know. We had to throw out Top Gun, because it's just a great Tom Cruise movie.
Volleyball scene's awesome.
Yeah. Not a lot of volleyball movies, though.
No.
For MMA, we had number five was Here Comes the Boom.
Good movie.
Very entertaining movie. Probably this was the only comedy movie in MMA. Number four, we put Red Belt. If anybody who hasn't seen it, I do suggest it. It's a good movie. I'm not going to spoil too much about any of the movies. We're just going to rank them. Number three, because we stuck with the MMA and kind of the extreme fighting, I mean, it's not number one for the fact that it's not an actual MMA movie. But
are you talking about the Fight Club?
I'm talking about Fight Club. And the first rule of Fight Club,
we shouldn't talk about Fight
Club. So number two, we had Warrior.
Yes, that's a good one.
Really good movie. But, I mean, when you come to extreme sports, kind of MMA, extreme sports, number one, I mean, it has to be Bloodsport.
Yes.
I mean, is there really anything better?
No. It's Jean-Claude Van Damme at his finest.
Exactly.
Now, I do have one question. I know we're not supposed to talk about Fight Club, but isn't that really just a big juxtaposition of, you know, wrestling with your inner self and emotions and whatnot? Hashtag deep.
I don't know, I just wanted to see Brad Pitt beat up people.
Well, fair enough.
We also kind of combine soccer and rugby together just based on the fact there's not a lot of movies out.
They're the same thing anyway.
Yeah, we didn't even get to top five. A lot of these movies we haven't heard because, I mean, let's face it, we're not soccer guys, and rugby is just not exactly one of our most popular. However, we put Forever Strong, which is a rugby movie. By doing the research, we kind of found that this was probably one of the more popular rugby movies. Number two, number three with both soccer. As number three, we put Kicking and Screaming.
Yes.
Another great Will Ferrell sport-related movie.
Yes.
There's one more that we'll talk about. But number two, we did put Bend It Like Beckham.
Yep.
I think when you come to soccer movies, that's probably everyone's go-to.
Just everyone recognizes it.
Yeah. But number one, if you've ever seen this movie, it's absolutely fantastic. Matt Damon absolutely kills it, and that is Invictus. If you haven't seen it, we just recommend it. So,
I just got a text from Mrs. Manaik. Apparently, She's the Man. That's a soccer movie with Amanda Bynes. I've never seen it.
I think life itself wants to forget about Amanda Bynes.
Fair enough. Also, have you ever seen the movie Green Street Hooligans? Isn't that about a soccer, or is that about the fans that just beat people up? I've never seen it either.
No, neither. To me, it didn't really make enough impact, and I never saw it. Like you said, you never saw it, so we can't count it.
Fair enough.
For boxing, we actually had a good chunk of movies.
Like 300.
Yeah. This is actually the first one where we had honorable mentions.
Yes.
The honorable mentions we had were The Fighter, which is a fantastic movie.
Yep.
Cinderella Man, which, I mean, I'm the only one who saw it between the two of us.
But Russell Crowe, anything he's in good.
Yeah. We'll be talking about another sport Russell Crowe movie.
Yes.
We also had The Hurricane with Denzel Washington.
Denzel!
I mean, one of the best actors, I think, out there.
Yeah. I mean, he went from that to The Equalizer. Can't go wrong there.
Yeah. And then Play It to the Bone. Basically, I think this movie has so much wrestling in it, whereas two guys who are just looking to find a way to get involved in, like, having more boxing fights end up getting the call where they got to fight. So they're supposed to say yes, but it's actually they got to fight each other. I mean, so they end up actually taking a road trip down with each other. And they end up fighting each other and end up having one of the best fights of their life against each other. I think just by wrestling, when it comes down to a promoter calling you, hey, we got a spot for you, do you want it? You say yes, you make the trip down. Sometimes, you know, you pick up somebody on the way, and sometimes that's just how it is. So as a wrestler, I think you can relate to a lot of the Play to the Bone.
Oh, yeah.
And then Resurrecting the Champ. So, I mean, that's just, I don't know, to me it's one of those movies that when you think about good movies that are boxing, I mean, it's really hard to not want to watch it, but at the same time, with our top five, I mean, there's no way that was going to get in there. So getting into our top five, we mentioned it earlier, but number one, I don't think there's a boxing movie more influential than Rocky.
Adrian, I did it!
And, I mean, they made a statue in Philadelphia of Sylvester Stallone as Rocky.
And statue of brotherly love.
So, I mean, if you can get a statue based on a character you played in a movie, in the sport, or in the city that the movie takes place in, I think you did something good.
Yes.
And it's one of the few sport movies that actually won, I believe it was an Oscar.
It won a couple Oscars.
So,
you know what I like about the first one is that he actually doesn't win. Realistic. Yeah. You know, it kind of brings you down, but it still makes you feel good. I like that.
And, I mean, I think Rocky IV was probably one of the greatest movies ever made.
It's way better than Rocky V. That one's a dump.
Rocky Balboa, and even what was the other one? Was it just Balboa? Was that one?
I thought it was Rocky Balboa.
Well, they made Rocky Balboa, but there was also another one that was kind of, it was like a Rocky VI, and then they, maybe that one was
Rocky Balboa.
But, yeah, because I remember, that one was just, I think, too, I mean, when it comes down to scenes, I mean, you get some of the best scenes in the Rocky movies, especially like we're talking about Rocky Balboa, but the scene where he's talking to his son just about pushing forward.
Yeah.
And then he I thought that was one of the most influential scenes that I've ever seen in a boxing movie.
Oh, yeah. Plus the training montage. How can you not get psyched?
Oh, exactly. And then we also counted Creed as a part of the Rocky.
Oh, it's the same.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean...
Also, Michael B. Jordan, big shoes to fill. I think he did it.
Yep. I mean, he not only plays basketball, but he can also play the role of a boxer.
Yeah.
Mike the Ref, we know it's not the same Michael Jordan. Shut up.
Yeah. He can also be in Fantastic Four, but that was
which, by the way, I found this actually out just the other day, but the guy in the Creed movie that fights Michael B. Johnson, who plays the, I believe, the character Rocky Conlon, yeah, actually had a legit boxing fight the other not too long ago.
Yeah, he's a legit boxer.
And he won his last fight by punching his opponent out of the ring.
Yep.
And I know, it was...
He's a badass.
Well, his opponent actually tore it. What was it like? His, something in his foot to where he couldn't actually stand. So when he got hit, he fell out because his balance was not that well.
Yeah.
So,
punched him so hard he broke his foot. That's impressive.
Yeah. Anyway, number two, we had Raging Bull. I think when it comes down to all time, that's one of the most... that's probably one of the most classic movies outside of the Rocky movies. Number three, which I recommend to everyone out there, is you gotta watch this movie, Southpaw. I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal absolutely kills it in this movie.
Totally redeems himself.
And number four, I think this might be outside of Rocky, probably the most successful boxing movie, and that was Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah, that one's really good. Wasn't that one of Clint Eastwood's first directed?
Yep.
Yeah.
And
he did a very good job.
And it's not even about a man fighting, too, which I think a lot of women can get behind. And it's not the only women-based movie that we have on here.
Hilary Swank is scary.
Yes, and she was absolutely fantastic in this movie. But speaking of fantastic, when you want to basically play another man in a movie, and you want to do... I get, in a way, it's a documentary, but it's also... Probably the
docudrama, I believe they're called.
But number five, when you talk boxing, the greatest fighter, Muhammad Ali, Will Smith absolutely nails the character of Ali in the movie Ali. And, yes. I mean, just a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it's a little bit all right.
Yeah, it's a lot of all right, actually. And then, obviously, with us being wrestlers, we had to go wrestling. Very hard, I found, picking a wrestling.
Like, yes. I think you and I disagreed on number one and two, and I think they should be flipped, but that's just me.
I think number one and two could be one and two based on how you look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was more of a... I mean, number five, I mean, I had No Hold Barred.
Oh, God, that's such a terrible movie.
It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah, it's...
And for wrestling, that's awesome.
It goes basically from good to bad to exquisite.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I mean, I think, too, also, I would switch number three and four a little bit, too. However, we had number four being Legendary. It was actually a movie with John Cena.
I think the reason it didn't make number three is because I haven't seen it. I think that's the only reason.
Well, and I think number three is just that much more popular.
Yeah.
And it's hard. But, I mean, if you haven't seen the movie Legendary, it's about... a guy wanting to kind of almost prove himself, and then he looks at his older brother who was...
In jail, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he also was a really good amateur wrestler.
Okay.
And the older brother is John Cena, so the mom asks John Cena to help train his younger brother, and it's just a really good story. And for that alone, I think it's a must-see movie. I think this is actually John Cena's best movie.
I don't know. His work in Sisters was fantastic.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was also not one of the main guys in that movie.
But he stole the show.
But, I mean, watch Legendary. It's, I mean, it definitely changes the way you look at John Cena as an actor.
Yeah.
Best serious performance, I'd say.
Yeah.
But number three, put Nacho Libre.
Nacho!
I mean, if you're a Blue Jay fan, Encarnacion.
good movie.
Well, not maybe not so much now as a Blue Jay fan, but
no,
I mean,
if you're more from the Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people would say Nacho Libre is one of the
Just because it's more recognizable, I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jack Black is definitely a entertainer, so to speak.
Oh, very much so.
And when you want to go into the world of lucha,
fantastic singer too.
Or Mexican wrestling. I mean, Nacho Libre is definitely your number one pick.
I wonder, do you think they have little midgets down there who actually bite their asses? We should go down there and find out. Mexico, book the struggle!
I've been in the ring with a couple midgets who have bit my ass, so I don't think it's not necessarily just a Mexican thing.
Short sleeve Samson bit your ass?
He's not the only one.
How did you piss off little people? Did you have to go to little people's court?
I mean, I told them a joke and went over their head. I mean, it's not my fault.
They struggled to get it? The struggle is real for them?
At the end of the day, I mean, they got mad because my paycheck was under the table and theirs wasn't.
You'd assume theirs would be.
So, yeah. They got shortchanged.
Ha ha! Ha ha! High difference.
Yeah. I may have been overpaid. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Number two. Number one and number two can definitely be swapped. I think the more enjoyable movie is Ready to Rumble.
Yes! But great movie.
I think when you actually... I think from an actual wrestling, pro wrestler standpoint, when you see the movie The Wrestler...
Number one. You know, and really, I'm not upset that it's number one, because it's a good movie.
I still think it should have beat Milk.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know why? It's because...
It's wrestling.
No, it's not. I don't even think it's...
I personally think sport movies get a bad rap when it comes to best
movies. It won Golden Globe. I know it's not the Oscars. It won Golden Globes for best movie, but it's because of Mickey Rourke actually coming out and announcing he'll be at WrestleMania wrestling before the Oscars. I bet you that's what did it.
Well, I mean,
because the Oscars are all serious. You have to, you know, hold yourself higher standards, you know?
No, we don't. We're wrestlers, damn it.
No, we do, and we do it better. Hey, Oscars, what happened this year, guys? You know, when you had a couple incidents where things didn't go as planned. Well, us wrestlers, we know how to handle ourselves when things don't go as planned and things mess up. We can think on the fly instead of being, I don't know, this is awkward on national television, yeah. This is weird.
Yeah, and you know what, if you had a live audience, you know what they'd be saying? You effed up. And you would have no idea how to handle yourself.
Yeah, and if it was wrestling, then Stone Cold would come out, drink beer, stunner you, get out, it'd be a good time.
Yep.
You should think about wrestling more.
See, Steve Austin, super badass, he stunned the president.
Yes. Yes, he has.
Worst stunner bump of all time, Donald Trump.
I don't know. Linda McMahon and Vince McMahon's first one were terrible.
Okay, but they're old people, and Vince McMahon took so much more beating to at least give him that respect level than Donald Trump.
Yeah, I guess.
He's died on TV, so.
We can't talk about that. That's a sensitive subject.
Chris Benoit. Moving on. I mean, let's go basketball.
Sure.
Yeah, so honorable mentions. I mean, there's a lot of basketball movies, but there's not a lot of good ones that didn't make... I mean, we kind of had... The top four, we kind of had top tens because of the abundance of movies. So honorable mentions, we had Eddie.
Never seen it.
It's the one with Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, I have seen that one.
Yeah, she... owner of the Knicks.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was called Eddie.
Yeah. Well, because Ed was the baseball movie with Matt LeBlanc and the chimpanzee or something. Did not make the honorable mentions. We don't count when animals have to play. Unless...
Oh, you mean MVP didn't make hockey?
Or Air Bud.
Oh, those are great movies.
Cartoon animals exist, as in you'll find out earlier in the basketball ranking. I also put Joanna Man, because...
I have also never heard of it.
It's not a great movie, but it's one of those movies that you just shake. It's so bad, it's good.
Did you put Like Mike on there?
No, because Bow Wow can suck it.
It's little Bow Wow, and it's a terrible
movie. No, it's Bow Wow. He grew up.
Well, at the time he wasn't. Yeah. He should have grown up and not done that movie.
I mean, that's like me putting Fast and the Furious in racing movies. No, not happening.
Well, the first couple they race.
No. Anyway, number 10. I think I kind of fought to put this one in, but I put it, The Red Sneakers. It's just a good movie about basketball.
It's all right.
I mean, anybody. I mean, if you guys like Brawl Richards, Cabbie on the Streets, he's in it. And he's fat, and he's hilarious.
My brother.
Yeah. Number 9, Put the Air Up There.
Never seen it.
No, it's a good movie. It's very funny, actually. It's number 8, we put Celtic Pride.
Never seen it. I've not seen a lot of these movies.
Oh, no. Celtic Pride is a movie about how two guys kidnap a star player on another team just so he doesn't play against the Celtics, and then ends up they have to let him play because of a bet that they have where they now need him to win in order for them not to get in trouble. Like, it's just, it's one
that
of those.
Actually sounds familiar.
It's a Wayne's movie. Yeah, Damon Wayans, I believe,
that,
is like
that does sound familiar, yeah.
So anyway, number 7, we put Semi-Pro.
That's a great movie.
It's the last Will Ferrell movie.
The invention of the slam dunk because of this movie? It's true. Yeah. Will Ferrell and who's the other one? Woody Harrelson?
Well, he also had Andre 3000 in this movie.
Point is, they invented the slam dunk.
Yep. Number 6, we had The Basketball Diaries.
That's a good one.
It's a very
Leo.
Good one. No. Number 5, it's really its own sport, but the influence came from basketball. There's baseball reference in there. A lot of baseball.
Are you talking basketball?
I'm talking basketball.
What a classic movie.
I mean, if it wasn't for basketball, basketball never would have been made.
You know, yeah, that is
true. It all started with just two guys wanting to shoot hoops, and then
That's very true. But, I mean, what do you prefer, basketball or Orgasmo?
Basketball.
I'd have to watch them both again. It's been a while.
I like sport movies.
Yeah, fair enough.
Number 4, I think this is probably the most popular one on the list. But when it came down to it, it's not a true basketball movie in the sense of seriousness. But
Michael B. Jordan doesn't only box, he plays basketball in Space Jam.
And it makes fun of his Chicago White Sox career, too, so how can you not enjoy Space Jam?
You know why he didn't have a successful baseball career?
Because he played the White Sox.
He played for the White Sox. And as I found when I went to Chicago, they're on the south side of the city. People die there. They actually have, right around the where they play, it's an area that you get bussed through.
See,
you don't stop there. You go to there, and you go to the stadium, and then you leave.
Isn't that ironic that the last time I was in Chicago was shortly after the White Sox won the World Series, and then the last time you went to Chicago was shortly after the Cubs won the World Series?
Are you saying that we have to have a World Series off?
No, I'm just saying that when we decide to go to Chicago, their team finally starts to win.
Maybe if we decide to go to Toronto, the Blue Jays will finally win again.
Yeah, because you know what still won't happen? The Leafs still won't win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, that's very true.
Number 3, we put He Got Game.
He Dug Got Game.
And yeah, that's, I mean, I don't know what else to say other than if you haven't seen it, you're an idiot and you need to go watch it.
ED.
Number 2, we put Coach Carter.
Yep.
Great movie. Fantastic movie. Only because the number 1 movie, which I think we both just found as the most enjoyable one,
yeah,
was White Men Can't Jump.
Yes, great movie.
Yeah, fantastic movie.
Oh, Mrs. Maniac chiming in again. Glory Road. Have you ever seen it?
Is it like a glory hole?
Not quite. It's a basketball movie about a coach leading a team, I believe a college team, into the... Mark Madness.
That explanation just sounds like why it wasn't mentioned.
It's a good movie. It's been a long time since I've seen it, but apparently she likes it.
Yeah. So, we're now going to go to hockey, just because that is the number one of the big four that has the least amount of movies.
MVP. Greatest movie of all time.
But because of that, we actually had to add one just to have a top 10.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of good
hockey
movies.
And based out of necessity... Put Good Cop, Bone Cop, which I'm pretty sure not a lot of people will see.
I've never seen it.
But it's actually not a bad movie at all.
It's kind of sad I haven't seen it. It's a Canadian production.
It is a Canadian movie, and that's one of the main reasons why we put it up there.
There's also other ones that you could put up, like that movie Breakaway that has Russell Peters. And it's about the Indian guy trying to get into
the
hockey.
Or the Lame Boys. But
they're terrible. Yeah. God, they're awful.
But speaking of a good Canadian movie, this is one about Walter Gretzky. It's called Waking Up Wally. Fantastic.
It's on my list of movies to watch in the next 24 hours.
Number 8, we put Youngblood.
Good movie.
Really
Rob,
good movie.
Rob Lowe.
Number 7, and I think this is kind of one where we kind of argued over how good of it was. We had Goon.
That should be higher. I know you don't agree, but that should definitely be higher.
I just don't think it's better than the movies above it. When it comes down to pure hockey movies, I am super protective of my hockey movies.
Yes, we know that.
But, I mean, number 6, I mean, how can you say Goon was better than The Rocket? The Goon was obviously more funny. But when it comes down to just pure hockey movies,
the only thing that makes The Rocket better than Goon is the fact that the guy who plays Maurice Richard knocks out Sean Avery twice.
Yep. Apparently he also enjoyed his sloppy seconds.
Yes, he did.
But number 5, we had Miracle.
That's a good movie.
That one just simply deserves... See, I just think it's hilarious that the Americans have a movie about the one time they actually won something in hockey.
That's not true.
But the million times Canada wins, we don't need to make movies about it.
That's true. But, I mean, at the same time, they did win the, I guess, 96 World Cup.
So nope.
I'm assuming eventually that something will come out about that.
Yeah, but 96 had the Olympics, and you know what happened in 96? Donovan Bailey became the world's fastest man.
For 4 years.
Yep, so. Number 4, a movie that we both love. We both have jerseys from. Mystery Alaska.
That's such a good movie. Russell Crowe, represent!
Yep, the last Russell Crowe reference in this category and all categories. Well, for sport movies.
Do you think honorable mention for MMA should have been Gladiator?
No.
It's the original MMA?
No, because nobody knew what MMA was until after.
Yeah, I guess
the stuff. So MMA wasn't a lot. I mean, maybe extreme sports, but that wasn't really a sport. It was just more. This is how we fought.
Fair enough, I guess.
I mean, this is how they sports. Settled an argument.
It was a more blood sport than blood.
Yeah,
sport.
There was no Facebook back then. So
yeah, that's true.
But number 3, this was definitely my ad, only because my brother showed me this movie, and it's fantastic. It's actually based around kind of the 50s, where Ted Lindsay actually went against the hockey owners, and really set kind of the standard to how the PA kind of came to be. The movie's called Net Worth. I highly suggest it. It's just such a great movie. It's kind of what I think the program was to football, but just it's so much better.
I haven't seen it yet.
And number 1, number 2, they were hard just based on the fact that I don't think there's a single person that likes hockey didn't like Mighty Ducks.
That's true.
1, 2, or 3.
That's true.
I don't really think there's a weak one out of the two. I mean, they all kind of brought something different to the table.
Yep, that is true. All three of them are good.
But when it comes down to hockey movies, there's only one winner, and that is Slapshot.
Have you seen Slapshot 2 or 3?
Yes, and I wish I never did.
Yeah, I haven't seen 2 or 3. But, I've seen 1, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
You know why Slapshot was so good?
Because of... Because
Paul Newman is fantastic.
I thought you were going to say the Hanson Brothers. Trying to listen to the effing song!
To me, Paul Newman stole the show in that movie.
Wasn't he like the main character, though?
He was. He was the coach and the captain.
Yeah.
So,
No, he wasn't the captain. He was the coach, player coach. Well, there's a different guy.
He was more or less the captain. He just didn't have the...
Well, yeah.
Anyway. So that does hockey. Now, what would you rather end with, baseball or football?
I'd rather end with football. Let's go baseball next.
All right, so for honorable mentions for baseball, we had a lot of good ones, actually. All of them I do recommend. We had Rookie of the Year. I mean, if you're a kid and you watched Henry Rowan Gardner throw a pitch because he broke his arm.
Yep.
I mean, at the time, it was just fantasy that the Cubs had a chance of winning.
Back then, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't quite 108 years yet.
No. And then I also had For Love of the Game. I think it's when it comes down to sport movies, Kevin Costner can do no wrong.
Yes, but he can do Waterworld. That's awful.
Yeah, but we saw a boom in that movie.
Yeah, I guess there's that.
Yeah. He actually funded that movie by himself.
Silly, silly Costner.
But, I mean, wouldn't say if he actually had help on that movie.
Yeah,
It could have been better.
That's true.
So, also put The Rookie, which I think is fantastic movie.
Dennis Quaid? No. Yes, Dennis Quaid. Yeah.
So, also, I had Mr. Baseball. It's one with Tom Selleck.
Oh, okay.
He was so good. He signs with in the major leagues. He signs with a team in Japan to play there, and he basically just ended up becoming the best player in Japan in Japanese baseball. But he was obviously an American.
What about Mr. 3000?
Yeah. No. Not at all.
Come on, Bernie Mac. He's such a great movie. It was iconic. It made me fall asleep.
Yeah. What movie didn't make me fall asleep, but it was on the honorable mention, and it really was hard not to put this in the top 10, was The Fan.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes was absolutely brilliant, but Robert De Niro, who's a crazy fan, who tries to actually kill Wesley Snipes, and it's just an amazing movie.
Makes you wonder if the guy who shot... what's his name? John Lennon. Same kind of way.
Well, I think it's when a fan becomes too obsessive about a sport and then just absolutely, you know, can't put a line between fantasy and reality when it goes wrong. I mean, that's basically the essence of The Fan. But The Fan, I don't know. To me, it was just such a great movie.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes and Robert De Niro were so good together.
You know, if Wesley Snipes or Robert De Niro wanted to, you know, stalk us in the struggle, they could probably get in. I let them in.
Well, Wesley Snipes, is he even allowed in, like, North America still?
Yeah. He had that whole IRS debt squared. He's all good. That's how he's able to do Expendables 3.
Yeah. I thought they went there to film it, to be honest.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
But number 10, we actually had Hardball, which I think is one of the best... one of the best stories in this whole list of baseball movies.
I'd agree to that.
It's about a guy who kept losing bets, got into literally hard times by not having the money to pay up his bets, and then ended up having to coach Little League just to make it up, and ended up turning a team that was absolutely terrible into one of the best teams ever, and just, it was one of the... It's kind of like if you've ever watched the movie Dangerous Minds, with Michelle Pfeiffer, of how she just goes to a class of, you know, kind of like the kids who are in trouble.
Yeah.
And then ends up, you know, just becoming a giant mentor in their life.
Yeah. And that's when we get Coolio's Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah, and then in this time you got Keanu Reeves doing the same thing, but it's through The Art of Baseball. And I think he just absolutely hits it out of the park.
Oh, he did it. He did it.
But... if we want to talk about, you know, going out of the park, I mean, what better way to fly out?
Are you talking about some angels who could be in the outfield?
I'm talking about angels in the outfield.
What about angels in the infield?
I don't know.
Would that be classified in the same as technically second movie?
I mean, they're kind of there and all.
Yeah, fair enough.
However, angels in the outfield, I mean, as a kid, like...
Christopher Lloyd, good stuff.
Not even that yet. Matthew McConaughey is a center fielder.
That's true.
We also had Robin... as the guy who saw the angels.
That is true.
And then, Danny Glover, fantastic.
Yeah, he's too old for this stuff.
So, great movie. Number 8, we had Million Dollar Arm.
Imagine if that one met with Hilary Swank, it'd give you Million Dollar Baby's Arm.
Yeah, Million Dollar Arm Baby. $2 Million Arm Babies.
Ew.
Well, I mean, they're both $1 million, so yeah, you have to add.
Multi-million dollar babies.
Yeah. But yeah, no, this is actually based on a true story. To where...
Was it the cricket players brought over to be pitchers?
Yeah, one of the guys actually went out and scouted cricket players to see if he can make them the new big thing in baseball, and actually ended up a couple guys actually did sign pro contracts out of it.
I've never been a fan of cricket. I don't get it.
No, neither do I.
It's like Australian rules football.
Yep. Anyway, number 7, we had The Sandlot, which I think is just...
you play baseball like a girl!
Yep. But at the same time, it is just It's a classic.
It is.
When you come down to Little League and just like when the kids want to come together and play baseball, Sandlot is the most iconic, I think.
Yep.
But number six, which is one of my favorite baseball movies, was 61, which is actually a Billy Crystal produced movie about just Roger Maris breaking Hank Aaron's home run record. So you also saw Thomas Jane play Mickey Mantle. And then you saw Barry Pepper play Roger Maris. And to me, it's just a fantastic movie.
I have never seen it.
I highly recommend it.
Consider the recommendation recommended.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. I can even lend it to you.
Woo!
Number five, I put Major Leagues.
Doc, good movies.
Yeah.
Good movies.
You got The Terminator.
Yeah.
Wait, which one? Rich Wilding Vaughn. But no, I mean, that was his nickname, right?
Yes. Good movies.
But,
actually, another one with Wesley Snipes.
Yep. Willie Mays Hayes.
Yes.
Actually, junior team? They actually made a parody of the opening of Major Leagues when they're all rolling into training camp.
Yeah. No, they're rolling in, like, right in the
Everyone's coming into training camp and all that, like spring training kind of. Yeah, there's a baseball team that actually did a parody of it, and it was pretty funny.
That's good stuff.
Number four had Moneyball.
Good movie. Good movie. Made me actually believe Jonah Hill can actually act.
This, I think, was one of Jonah Hill's best movies.
Didn't he get an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor?
I think so. Brad Pitt played Billy Bean, who's a very eccentric.
By the way, thank you, Billy Bean, for Josh Donaldson. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah. But basically just use statistics to, you know, turn a team around.
Yeah. Speaking of Billy Bean, did you hear that apparently...
Still around, by the way.
Yeah. Did you hear apparently the guy that we sent for Josh Donaldson,
Brett Lowry,
might be coming back to the Blue Jays?
Yeah, I really hope they stay away from that.
I don't mind him, but I don't know. I was never really into baseball when he was in...
27 years old, and he plays like he's 35 years
Just the
body. Just in the same way where he's had so many like bumps and bruises on his body, I just don't think he's a fit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be a utility player at best.
Yeah,
and I don't know. You can get... The same kind of guy elsewhere.
Yeah, fair enough.
Number three, we had Bull Durham.
Yes, you showed me a little bit of that movie. It is good.
It's a really good movie. Another movie that actually has Kevin Costner.
That guy just loves doing like movies that have sports.
And I believe John C. Reilly's in that movie as well.
Yes.
Number two, I think this is one of the most influential movies for women in terms of sports. And that is A League of Their Own.
Tommy Hanks.
Yeah. Plays the coach of an all-woman baseball team.
Gina Davis, I believe, is also in it. Yeah. I had a bit of a crush on her.
I think Madonna was in this movie, too, wasn't she?
Oh, she's in something.
Yeah, could be the other way around. but number one, baseball, Field of Dreams. Come on.
Kevin Costner.
Yeah. If you build it, they will come.
And they did.
I mean, to me, how can you not love this movie?
Because you're soulless and don't have friends?
Yeah. Oh, people who don't have friends.
Just the worst.
Yeah. I guess it's like Jack Pryde, I guess. No friends.
I don't mind that guy. I don't mind him hanging around because I get to make fun of him and beat him up. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I'll beat him up this Saturday.
Hooray!
At MPW! When we hit Enoch.
Where's that?
By the resort and casino.
Oh, you mean just west of her, the River Cree.
Yes, the Enoch Recreation Center. It'll be a nice way to spend my birthday when I get to beat up Tyler James and Jack Pryde.
You get to have birthday beatings, but instead of getting them, you give them.
And, after I pin said Tyler James... Perhaps that's when they'll finally give a struggle, another match we deserve for the tag titles that we never lost.
Yeah, enough with this crap of, hey, look, here's a new guy. Let's give him to the struggle. Okay, we're done to the whole, Ryback feed me more stuff. We want our titles back, damn it.
Exactly. I mean, we don't want food. We just want beer.
We want beer and gold around our waist, damn it.
So this leads to football, final one.
I got to throw in there an honorable mention I don't think we have in the list. Little Giants.
I actually was thinking about that. That is quite an enjoyable movie. Yeah.
Good movie.
For honorable mentions, Little Giants, When the Game Stands Tall.
Yep.
Draft Day.
Draft Day.
Kevin Costner movie.
He's everywhere, man.
He is. The Replacements.
Keanu Reeves.
The Blind Side.
Great movie. Isn't that based on true story?
Probably.
I think it is. I think the guy, that like the main black guy that it's about, I'm pretty sure he won, a Super Bowl with the Ravens when they won it, 2011?
I just know when it comes down to sport movies, there's almost a bit of truth in everything.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Especially Space Jam.
100%.
And then also we had The Program, which is a fantastic movie.
I haven't seen it.
Like I said, just go back and listen to what I said about net worth. It's basically the same thing.
Ted Lindsay trying to play basketball.
Yeah.
Or football.
And then I threw this in honorable mentions just because, to me, it's not a true football movie, but it's based on an agent that has a football player as a client, and that's Jerry Maguire. Show me the money! Huh. The Quan, baby, the Quan. Hmm. But yeah, for our top 10 for football movies, number 10 was Gridiron Gang.
Good movie.
One I think, to me, it was one of my favorite Dwayne Johnson movies.
Yes, it's way better than, was it The Game Plan, where he has a daughter, it's tricking out all his football stuff. That movie's crap. Same with The Tooth Fairy. Yeah. Screw that hockey movie.
Yeah, that's why it wasn't counted.
And The Love Guru. Ugh, God.
Didn't count those. Number 9, we had Invincible, which is actually, again, based on a true story.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, a Disney movie, which a lot of people
Disney,
don't know.
Yeah.
But it's about the Philadelphia Eagles having an open camp for outside players or outside people, just anybody. If you thought you had what it takes, come try out. An everyday guy tried out, made the team, played a few games with them. Very good story.
Heartwarming.
Yes. Number 8, we had We Are Marshall.
Matthew McConaughey, right?
Matthew McConaughey is a coach. Number 7, the Water Boy.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised that it's not higher. You're wrong, Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. Well, I mean, definitely can be higher, but I mean, how can you really argue anything that we do have above it?
That's true. We do have another Adam Sandler movie.
We do. Number 6, we had Any Given Sunday, which I think has one of the best pregame speeches of all the time in it.
Of all the time.
Yeah. Number 5, which is the other Adam Sandler, we had The Longest Yard.
Or is it the original one with Burt Reynolds?
No. I mean, it has to be. I mean,
no, it's also got Goldberg.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
A very girly Kevin Nash, which was hilarious. I thought he stole the show. The Great Khali?
Nelly was in it. No, Great Khali was not in it.
Yes, he was.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
I will pull up IMDb right now.
Bob Sapp was in it.
Who the hell is that?
But you broke it in my nose.
Well, I know, but the Great Khali is also in it.
Yeah, I'm just...
Don't start that!
It's a table tennis scene. I know.
You're a table tennis scene.
Yeah, a lot of great guys. We got, You're Acting Like a Real McAsshole comes from that movie.
Yeah, Cheeseburger Eddie's.
Yeah.
I got the cheeseburgers that... I just got cheeseburgers.
And then a lot of football players, too. Like Michael Irvin was in in that movie. So
he can play basketball, too. I'm surprised.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. I mean, what Adam Sandler movie doesn't have basketball in it?
That's very true. Grown Ups.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Eat Crazy Nights.
I've never seen that one, actually.
I mean, technically, Billy Madison, he plays some sort of basketball.
That's true.
I mean, Happy Gilmore might be the only non-basketball, but there's a lot.
Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Click.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we had number 4, we put Varsity Blues.
Yeah, a little Vanderbeek.
Johnny Moxon, which, little known surprise, Dean Ambrose, when he was in the Indies as John Moxley, he got the name Moxley from Varsity Blues.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yep. And you have the whipped cream bikini. I mean,
true. That is a little bit of all right.
That's all. Yeah, I mean, a little bit of. Yeah, I like whipped cream. Number 3, we had Friday Night Lights.
I love the lights on Friday night, and I love games on any given Sunday.
Yeah. On number two, Remember the Titans.
See, that's the only one that I think you and I argued about forever, that number one and number two could be reversed again, because it's just, they're both so good. Well, so good.
Yeah. But when it comes to historic movies,
I think the only reason that I agreed to put this number one is because it actually happened.
And Vince Vaughn's in it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he one of the older brothers?
No, he's actually on the team. He was actually on the Notre Dame team.
Really?
Yeah, so obviously we put Rudy.
I did not know that.
Jon Favreau's also in it.
Yeah, I didn't know that, yeah.
So, no, Vince Vaughn, actually, that was one of his first movies that he did. And it was actually quite funny, because not a lot of people actually know that unless they see it. But, no, he actually, there's a scene where they're kind of in the parking lot, and a couple guys kind of give it to Rudy about not having to practice so hard.
And then, yeah. I'll have to go back and watch that again.
I mean, I'm actually going to show a picture right now of it. He actually, if you ever remember the scene where it's like, you know, if you played a little bit more like Rudy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and we're showing him a picture right now.
Holy hell, he is so young.
Yeah, so it's a legit thing.
So, you know why I like Vince Vaughn? Because he's a Blackhawks fan.
Yeah.
So is Kevin James, apparently.
And he likes to go to Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Yeah. Which, ironically enough, he said to a chick who married a baseball player.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, now I think we also should do this one now. Moving maybe for next week or a future one.
Sure.
But hottest sport-wise.
Hottest sports-wise. Go by each sport?
Or in general.
Or in general.
Food for thought. We will definitely talk about that one. So, yeah, if you guys have any opinions about our lists, keep it to yourself. We don't care. No, just let us know.
But if you feel like you have to let us know because you're one of those people, yes, I'm looking at you. You know who you are. Staring a hole through you.
If there's anything we left out that you feel you need to tell us, let us know.
On the Twitter,
yeah.
At the Struggle S. OS.
Yeah, let's just keep it to that one.
Yes.
Because I don't need you screwing up my feed. Or you can actually go to our Facebook page and email us.
Yes.
I mean, that's also it.
Yes.
So that basically does our list. I mean, is there...
I have a few things that I was doing researching.
And that is?
Sorry, I'm watching this guy back up and be in kind of an asshat in front of me. We're in my truck right now. Yeah. Yes, I have a truck now. I traded in my nice luxury sedan for a truck.
Luxury sedan? I thought you owned the Batmobile.
Oh, I don't want to like, take that out during the winter. Anyways, one of the first ones was probably just after we did our last podcast. Seth Rollins having a ton of backlash from a 6-year-old tweet about Nicki Minaj. And all he said, and I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember exactly what it was, but I'm pretty sure all he said was, I hate Nicki Minaj.
Oh, she sucks.
Well, yeah.
I'm not a fan of her stuff. Actually, she doesn't suck, but...
Well,
I don't like her.
No, she's not my particular brand of music.
She's fugly.
Well, I don't really think she's attractive, but I don't really care. That's not why I watch stuff or listen to stuff.
She ain't no Katy Perry.
No.
Who is absolutely atrocious with her new haircut, by the way.
Haven't seen
her. Her and Orlando Bloom broke up, so she...
They were dating?
Yeah, now she looks like Miley Cyrus. Or Justin Bieber, whatever one. I still think it's the same person.
I wish I knew more, but... No, actually, I don't really care. But anyways, GSP is to fight Bisping for the heavyweight title.
And that was one of the most entertaining press conferences I've ever seen.
Here's a question. Do you think Bisping was sober?
No, definitely wasn't. I mean, as GSP said, you can smell it on his breath.
True, but still fun stuff. Fun stuff.
I think, Bisping, you're trying too hard to be a Chael Sonnen and Conor McGregor.
Yes.
Nobody wants to actually watch you fight. They just want to see you get beat up. That's why we love Dan Henderson. Because he punched you into a new world at UFC 100 and should have won your last fight.
Yeah.
He got screwed.
Yeah.
Dan Henderson's the man.
Yeah, very much so.
Bisping, you're dork.
The worst. But it'll be interesting. Barry Trotz finally gets 700 wins. He's among, I think, four other guys who've done
it. Yeah, and he still has no neck.
That is a true, I guess. Yeah, how about that? The Vegas Golden Knights have signed their very first player.
Yeah, and the funny thing to this is his name's Reed Duke.
Never heard of him.
And I guess when you go to the Twitter, at Reed Duke, it's a magician. And he said he got a lot of new followers because everyone thought he was the hockey player.
Look at it this way. You can just relate it instantly back to Talladega Nights. Magic Man, now you see me? Now you don't. So there's that. The expansion draft will be set for June 21st.
Yeah.
And speaking of expansion...
Well, I mean, the Vegas Golden Knights officially are now the 31st team in the NHL.
100%.
I mean, that happened on the trade deadline.
Yep.
That might have actually been the biggest news of the day.
No, the biggest news of the day is Jay Onright and Dan O'Toole will be back at TSN as of September. Yeah. Smart. Very smart, TSN. You done good there.
They are going to make fun of America so much now.
Yeah, I watched a little thing that they had there on TSN. They missed hockey a lot, apparently.
The best is they said they're actually not moving back. They got deported because of Donald Trump.
I could see that.
That was funny.
The last thing, speaking of deported, which has nothing to do with this, but segue, that's terrible. A hockey team, a junior hockey team out in New Brunswick. Had a couple players jump into the crowd and start fighting fans.
Ah, Boston Bruins style.
Yeah. Do I know where this was? Other than New Brunswick? No. Do I care about the team? No. It's just funny.
It is really funny. I mean, now talk about your over-aggressive hockey dad.
Or mom. Yeah. My mom was always way worse. I would not be surprised if it was a woman that started this. Most fights in the world are started because of females.
Yeah, the mouth...
I'm going on record.
The mouth on your mom is just fantastic.
No, it's terrible. Say what you want, it's just terrible. It's disgusting. Horrible. How could you enjoy that? Can't believe you dated my mom.
Well, who said about dating? Well, I thought what she said was funny.
No. No. I won't talk about it.
Anyway, moving forward. We are now officially on the road to WrestleMania.
Yay.
And as right now going on, SmackDown is actually currently going down, which... a match I really want to see, actually. Randy Orton against AJ Styles.
That'd be good.
The winner faces Bray Wyatt. We're seeing somebody get pulled over right now, which is hilarious.
Get him!
I mean, the cop is 100%
speeding.
Kick his
ass, Seabass!
I think he just ran a red light, too. What a dick.
He's a cop.
Rules don't apply to everyone, I guess.
Are you kidding? He just found out Tim Hortons has new coffee and donuts. Go, man, go!
Or is he going about the all-day breakfast at McDonald's?
Point is, he's a hungry, hungry man.
Or even A&W, I guess.
Yeah, because they do it too now.
But anyway, we watch Fastlane. We both really don't like the direction it's going. Goldberg is now the Universal Champion.
We saw it coming, but still, it's so damn disappointing. Like, what? I enjoy what Owens was doing.
When the biggest pop of the night is Kevin Owens walking out of a ring before the bell starts, I think this says a lot about what the fans just don't want to see. Also, if your Universal Champion cannot go longer than a minute because you're afraid of him getting hurt for WrestleMania...
That's just sad.
You don't put a title on him. Just food for thought.
Yeah.
Kind of, in my opinion, disrespects your title. Bill Goldberg is no Rock, nor is he a true legend. I don't understand why you felt the need that the Brock Lesnar-Bill Goldberg match needs a Universal title more than a potential Universal title match between Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho.
Yeah. That's...
Or perhaps Kevin Owens-Finn Balor.
That'd be cool.
First Universal Champ.
Versus the second one.
Yeah. And the first never lost. He had to relinquish it. To me, that's a good story. Good enough for that title. Two guys who actually know how to wrestle going after a wrestling title.
What a concept.
Not a guy who wants to be a superhero going against a guy who just wants to suplex people.
Oh, whatever. What's done is done. I'm kind of surprised Bayley kept her title. I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, I'm very surprised that both Bayley and Sasha Banks won.
But seeing that Sasha I'm surprised that the match wasn't thrown out because Sasha pretty much put her hands on Charlotte. Like, that should be a disqualification.
Yeah.
What do I know? But I have a feeling it'll be a triple threat again.
I guess maybe it's because Charlotte rushed her.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
I guess, but still. But anyways, I have a feeling.
Was this the second blown spot of Sasha Banks in the night? Because she,
She, like, thrusted her little walk-in holder.
Supposedly, she, was supposed to have her hand on something during the pin on Nia Jax and forgotten to be kind of buried Nia Jax a little bit. But, I mean, I personally think they should put the title on Nia Jax at WrestleMania.
Yeah. I have a feeling that it's going to be Sasha turning on Bayley or doing something of that nature, and it'll be Bayley and Sasha for the title going forward after Mania.
Yep. And here's an idea, WWE. If you're going to advertise someone, start using her. For God's sakes, how long do we have to get Emma? Seriously.
Well, Emmeline's come and gone, which that was cool.
Yeah.
But now Emma, use her.
That lasted all about of a Goldberg Universal title match.
We were lucky. The build-up was way better.
To what? Both?
No. To Emelina? That build-up was way better.
Oh, the build-up to the Universal match was great, especially when Owens was just berating Goldberg on Twitter.
Owens basically carried that whole, I guess, match.
Well, 21 seconds, you got carried. You suck, Goldberg.
Yes, he does.
What do you think they're going to do with the tag titles? Gallows and Anderson against...
I bet you it'll be some big 8-man, something where they get everyone on the card. Yeah. So. Which is unfortunate. Maybe interpromotional non-title match between SmackDown and Raw guys.
Now,
that'd be cool.
One thing I did enjoy that came out of Monday Night Raw was the segment with Undertaker and Roman Reigns. Simply because of how much love Undertaker got and how quickly it was turned when Roman Reigns came. I can get behind a heel Roman Reigns.
Spoiler alert, I haven't watched that far ahead yet, but I do agree with you there.
I'm actually intrigued in this match strictly because, one, I want to see what this does for Roman Reigns moving forward.
Yeah.
And two, I want to see how this makes Undertaker better.
Yeah.
But I always heard a passing of the torch match between John Cena and The Undertaker. But at this day and age, is it not the passing of the torch from Undertaker to Roman Reigns?
Wouldn't be a bad idea, I guess, as long as he turns heel.
I mean, Roman Reigns, I think we can all agree, is the face of the WWE now.
Yep.
Whether we like it or not, that's a...
Yep, he is.
But...
I agree with you there.
So...
I'm curious what's going forward with Samoa Joe. You think he faces Sami Zayn again?
Nope.
At Mania?
I have a feeling that we're going to see Finn Balor come back.
That'd be a good match. I'd be good with
that. But, I mean, at the same time, I've been hearing rumors of Seth Rollins can't go. It's going to be Finn Balor and Triple H.
I'd be okay with that, too.
I also heard if Seth Rollins can go and is limited, it'll be a street fight more or less than a wrestling match. So that begs the question, do I really want to see Seth Rollins if he can't be Seth Rollins?
No.
And that's the unfortunate truth. I mean, I don't think Seth Rollins is in a win position here at WrestleMania. It's either he can go, which will be good, but I don't think he will be able to fully go, and I think that's just going to hamper our expectations of a Seth Rollins-Triple H match.
Yeah. I think if he's not 100%, they should just scrap it and wait for SummerSlam or something else.
Yeah. To me, I also... I'm very interested in the Jericho-Owens match.
Yeah, that'll be good. I'm very excited.
So, for the U.S. title.
Yep.
And then it also... What I also loved about this is Owens said he's not worried about getting the Universal title back as much as people think. He has a guaranteed rematch clause whenever he wants. He left it out there. What he is worried about is taking the title that Jericho has, since Jericho took away the title Owens had. Yeah. And now it's kind of who's in the right on revenge. Is it Jericho or is it Owens? Because they both screwed each other.
Yep.
So, I mean, this should be a very...
They're doing it very well, where it transitions Owens out of the title picture for the Universal title, but keeping it kind of in the back pocket for later.
Exactly. And, how over was Austin Aries?
Well, I mean, they're in his hometown, but still very, very over.
Well, they're not. They were in his hometown in Fastlane, but they were actually in Chicago for Raw.
Well, okay, yeah. I haven't really watched a lot of Raw, but yeah. He's in the Midwest, he's over everywhere.
Super over. Yeah. I mean, Neville, who I thought had the match of the night with Jack Gallagher at Fastlane, had another amazing match with Rich Swann for the Cruiserweight title.
I'm assuming he retained.
Yeah, and now they're completely setting up for Neville Aries at WrestleMania.
That'd be sweet.
Which I think is just going to steal the show.
Oh, that's sweet. I like heel Neville. I like his music. I like his new attitude. I like all of it. It's awesome.
Right. I mean, have I not been saying that forever?
Yeah.
But then also what I think is very interesting, Aries is, you know, he came in as a good guy, turned on No Way Jose in NXT, and then now has just kind of gone back to being a good guy because everyone just loves him.
It's amazing what commentary will do for you.
Oh, he is so good. And wearing a banana on his...
Hilarious. Hilarious!
But, I mean, Austin Aries from Milwaukee, but also a Green Bay Packer fan like yourself.
I knew I liked him for a reason.
So, but yeah. I mean, that's kind of on the Raw side. I mean, I think Braun Strowman's probably the lead to an Andre the Giant Memorial.
Yeah.
So.
Actually, no, I think Shaq will win it this year.
Yeah. But then we go to the SmackDown side, which, I mean, I think we can all agree that it's going to probably be Randy Orton against Bray Wyatt for the title.
Yep.
Most likely AJ against Shane McMahon, which I God hope doesn't happen.
Why? We already have one match I don't really care about.
But, I mean, second WrestleMania, you got AJ against McMahon. I think that does put him in a category that just says, you know what, you've made it.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you're now being advertised against a McMahon at WrestleMania.
Not a lot of people can say that.
No. I personally would bring up somebody from NXT. And if I was Shane, be like, hey, you want a main event type match? Here, you can face this guy.
Shinsuke
would definitely be my lead. Possible Finn Balor.
Maybe.
Former member and number one guy of the Bullet Club against the guy who created the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
I mean, who does Gallows and Anderson want to help in this one?
That's a good point.
However, then we have, Dean Ambrose against Baron Corbin, Intercontinental title.
I'm excited for that one. Yeah.
Hopefully they can put the title on Baron Corbin here.
Yeah.
American Alpha, this is the one I would love to see them against the Usos.
Yep.
However, I'm also a big fan of the Ascension, especially after their last outing in the Gauntlet tag match.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to see them get a legit shot.
Oh, absolutely. The Ascension, as of late, I've really started to enjoy.
And then for the women, I mean... It's hard. I mean, to me, I just want to see like a scramble match for the women's title. Literally. Put Alexa Bliss in there. You have Naomi. Well, I guess Naomi can't go. But then you have Mickie James.
We don't know if she can go or not.
Maybe no, they that's why they stripped the title off her.
I thought it was because she couldn't defend it within 30 days.
Which basically goes until Mania.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess not because there's all March. But anyway, you got Mickie James. You got Becky Lynch. You got Alexa Bliss, you got Natty.
Yeah.
I mean, that's four already. Put Carmella, I guess, in there.
Yep.
And then you just have one more spot, which...
James Ellsworth.
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well.
But yeah, transition, because James Ellsworth, Carmella took on Nikki Bella and John Cena. They're scheduled to face Miz and Maryse, which...
I'm actually okay with it. I like that.
I do, because I think Maryse is such... an underrated performer.
Oh, yeah.
The promo she cut on John Cena a couple weeks ago was just fantastic.
Those two can talk, I will say that.
Yeah. I think The Miz gets a main event type match against John Cena. And I think The Miz deserves it.
Yep.
John Cena, not in the title picture.
Which is nice.
And he's going to help kind of elevate another guy in the sense of The Miz. So I like this. And then Nikki Bella, I'm glad she's not really in the title.
Man, she gets to retire.
Yeah, let's hope.
Retire all of her clothes.
Well, no.
I don't want to see it.
I don't.
Well, I mean, I guess you just prefer the company of not her or women.
No, I mean, I'd prefer Marie's.
Let's have like a good old fashioned.
I mean, they both have fake boobs, but I mean, at least one's Canadian.
I'll look at both of them.
Or we can just go Alexa Bliss.
I would much rather do that.
Yep. It's a little bit of all right.
Yes, she is a little bit of all right. And get it? Because she's 5 foot nothing.
5 feet of fury.
5 feet of, yes, please.
And 5 feet of, can I have another?
5 feet of, all right.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I think that kind of sets the tone for WrestleMania.
That'll set the tone for the 7.5 hour WrestleMania. All right. Who's excited? Bring some Red Bull. Or actually, no, bring Monsters. They'll help you stay awake through the whole thing.
Yeah. Speaking of Monster, you can catch Monster Pro Wrestling every Monday night at Monday Night Dynamite on Shaw TV.
Channel 10.
At 10:30. And then replays again on Saturday, Sunday at noon.
Prime time, people. And while you're doing that and watching us kick some ass on TV, you can go on to weathermaneuver.net and buy vintage OWE gear and current struggle gear that include a baby onesie.
Which also might have some more additions, which we are currently working on.
We are pulling the strings. We are being transitioned from puppeteers
to
puppet masters.
We are like a tampon thief. We are pulling some strings. I'm sure that'll get edited out.
I'm sure. That was disturbing as hell. I actually really hope he just edits what you just said so you can hear everything else, because that'd be really funny for people to guess.
Yeah. Also, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow Maniac at WrestleManiac.
You can follow Chris Parrish at whatamaneuver.net. I mean, sorry, at Chris Parrish.
You can follow The Struggle at Tag Struggle.
Follow this very podcast at The Struggle SOS.
And if you want to listen to more of this podcast, you could download the Edmonton Sport Podcast Network on your local podcast app on your iPhone, or you can go to Podbean.
Or Google Play.
Or just go to iTunes.
Yeah.
It's all in the same.
Yeah.
Just download Edmonton Sport Podcast Network. I mean, you can get everything where it's a blown call.
It's blown.
Anything by T.L. Logan.
That's also blown. Just listen to us. We're the best.
Yeah. But, I mean,
give them some love so we can keep doing this, but we're the best.
Yeah. I mean, they may be good, but they ain't The Struggle.
No. We're a little bit all right.
But more importantly, we're real.
And spectacular. And when your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel the thing shaking as you're running out of breath. If you're ready to run.